What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The severe weather event yesterday continues the revelations about the damage that has been done as a result thereof continues to reveal itself through the evening last evening and again this morning. And here to talk to us about it is Mayor Greg Cromer for the city of Slidell. Greg, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. How are you today?
Good. I understand the weather service said yesterday evening that it looks consistent with at least an EF1 tornado that touched down in South Slidell, causing a lot of mayhem and damage. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't know how to qualify these things, but I can tell you what, that some of the damage that I've seen was very reminiscent of the Hurricane Katrina winds. It were 145-mile-an-hour winds and things that did to pine trees and stuff around here. We've still got about 15 or 20 streets that are completely blocked, 23,000 residents in the city limits without power. CLECO did all of their damage assessment and put back together on the west side of the parish yesterday, so they moved in this morning with 400 troops to complete their assessment here and to start helping us with the debris removal and getting the grid put back together and heated up. With the 15 or 20 streets that we got that are still blocked are because we can't remove the trees because they're tangled up in wires. And if we go in and start messing with taking out the stuff, we're allowed to create more damage to the grid. So we have to wait till they come in and get their power lines out of the way and secure them so that we don't do more damage and take longer to put the electricity back together. Other than that, we've got our relief efforts started here at Fritchie Park Gym. We've got hot meals are being served now and will be served again this evening at 5 o'clock. We've got water. We've got tarpaulins. We should have half a reefer of ice coming in at about noon and start distribution for ice. We've got the Convoy of Hope coming in this afternoon, somewhere between 2 and 4. They'll be setting up a distribution relief site at over on Lindbergh Drive at the Park and Ride facility on Lindbergh Drive here in Slidell. So we've got a lot of support coming in from around the country, as well as local churches that have stepped up. And I'm standing here looking at friends and relatives or neighbors that are working side by side with firemen on the distribution line, putting water and tarpaulins in folks' cars as they drive through the distribution side of the line. So it's just a small part of the emergency ops plan that we put together, you know, and we've experienced this before through our hurricanes, Katrina and Ida and what have you. We've got a great plan. We've got a great team. The first responders come together with their chainsaws. City of Slidell crews come in with the heavy equipment and as the fire department cuts it, our guys move it, and the police department's blocking traffic for us to be able to do what we need to do the whole time. So it's just a huge effort on behalf of all of Team Slidell and our citizens who actually step up and help their neighbors and help, as I say, standing here as cars drive through this relief line, putting supplies in people's cars so they don't even have to get out. We just keep them moving through.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the way that our community comes together post event like this. Greg, I know it's still early on, said any idea how many families are impacted?
That's a good question, Newell. We got two apartment complexes that we know of that probably, or one of them for sure will not, it's not livable. The other one, parts of it are not going to be livable. We know of about 60 residents in one of them that are being displaced. And I've just got word from the owner of the apartment a minute ago. He's going to be real fair with those folks and help them out with some stuff, which is just a testament to the people in our community. The other complex, I haven't talked to the owner of that complex yet. I don't know how many people are displaced there. We've got somewhere between 75 and 100 homes that have pretty significant damage to them, and may or may not be livable for a short period of time, some of them for a long period of time. I talked with our GOSEP folks a minute ago, and they were pretty certain there was at least 50 folks that were displaced without a place to live or stay for the long haul.
Mayor, I had a former deputy that worked for me send me a video yesterday, and we've stood side by side during pretty much every hurricane over the last 40 years. And he says to me in a text, he says, Sheriff, you know me. I don't panic, but I got to tell you, this storm whipped our butts. He sent me a video, and I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was pretty terrifying. I've had people tell me that they didn't hear the roar that you relate to a tornado. All they heard was a heavy wind, and then another store over here that had a wall blow out due to the pressure change when the tornado comes across, blew out a wall, and they heard a loud boom. I just can't imagine being stuck in that and having that going on around me. I rode Katrina out up here with the city crews and the city barn, and I was never afraid, never concerned that we were not going to survive or we were going to have any personal damage or personal injuries. But if I had been in my home and this hit me, I don't know where we'd be. It'd be very terrifying.
Obviously, a number of power outages throughout your area. What are you hearing from the utility provider?
I met with my whole team this morning, our relief team and all of Team Slidell. We meet at 7:30 a.m. every morning when we start these events and plan the day's events. We had Clico on the line this morning. And as I said, he's got 400 men and ladies that hit the ground in East St. Tammany over here this afternoon or this morning. They are expecting to have their assessment completed probably by 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon of everything. And at that point, they'll know better how to assign their resources to do the debris removal and getting the lines put back together, whether or not they've got to put new poles up here and there or whether they can stand up existing poles and hang that infrastructure back up. And as they do that one grid or block at a time, if you will, they can start to heat up that grid as they know it's safe. I know last night I got power back in my area in Old Town. I saw the guy in the neighborhood checking transformers and what have you about 7 o'clock, and he said it'd be another 2 or 3 hours, but everything should come up. And about 10:30, the whole neighborhood heated up. So we didn't really have any damage in our block in our neighborhood there in Old Town that was perceptible. But you had to check every pole to check the fuses and the transformers to ensure there'd been no damage in them, and that's what they were going around and doing before they released electricity back into that part of the grid. And when it's all safe, then they turn it back on. They're telling us that some of these properties may be not getting power back until sometime this weekend or Monday. But for the most part, they're expecting to have a lot of folks heated up after this afternoon, and they'll work through the night tonight. And tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, we should have a good number of those. They won't give me an estimate of how many, but in the parish altogether, there's about 30,000 that are without power. In the city limits alone, we've got just over 23,000 that are without power.
Greg, I tried to read as many news stories as possible, and I didn't see really any significant reporting on injuries or any deaths. Where do we stand there?
Very, very fortunate. No, we had very few minor injuries, cuts, scrapes, bruises, things of that nature.
That's
one
a miracle.
One gentleman that was in a house that collapsed had a head injury that did have to go to the hospital, but I don't think they kept him. I think he was released. So I've not heard of any major injuries in that. And we've been embedded. We got fire and EMS embedded with us in the morning meeting this morning. Acadian Ambulance and our firefighters, our first responders, police department. We all met, and that was the question. Any significant damage or injuries that we were not aware of, and there was none reported. Yes, sir. It truly is a miracle when you see some of the buildings that we have over here and realize that people were actually in these buildings whenever this came through.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting a number of texts here, people asking if you know if the brown switch, I'm not sure where that switch is, but whether or not that's going to be up soon.
Brown Switch Road
and,
area.
Yeah.
Brown Switch Road area. I got a call in with WST to find out where they stand. I know they have they had some major issues on the grid on that northeast side of Slidell, and that Brown Switch area is outside the city limits. But whenever they're able to get everything right around the transfer station they have on the east side of Slidell up and running, then they'll be able to put power back in there. But that's their big problem right now. Last call I had with them late last night was that they still had another dozen or so poles that they were really having problems getting to be able to get them up and running. So I would expect WST will probably have that area, from what I'm hearing, up and heated up, hopefully today, late today. But I'm making no promises. It's just an assumption based on the conversations I've had.
Greg, I guess it's safe to say some areas were hit harder than others, but it seems to me, as I was reading through a number of the reports, is that this is the damage is pretty wide-ranging, right, throughout the whole Slidell area, greater Slidell area.
The tornado seemed to have come out of off the lake and hit on the south west or south central portion of Slidell and skipped all the way across to the northeast side of Slidell and into the parish there. And I had one individual told me that he heard it, saw it, looked out his window, and he said it would come down a cloud, debris cloud, whatever, would come down to about treetop level, and then it bounced back up, and then he watched it and went on through the neighborhood, and it'd come down again. Where there was any significant drag or trees, he said it seemed to bounce off of that. It's looking for flat land to get down to and create that suction that holds it to the ground, and it wasn't finding that, I guess. But we have pockets across the city that have very, very significant damage, and then just other areas that have minor damages and a little bit of debris around that are associated with some straight line winds that we had that were kicking up around 60, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, that video that my friend sent me, that's what it looked like to me, about 70, 80-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, the rain was going sideways, and so was all the debris, obviously.
Yes,
please know if there's any information that you need to get out in the next couple of days for sure or whatever, whenever. We stand ready to do that on your behalf, and we wish you the best and all the residents of your great city, as well as St. Tammany Parish, the best as well. They're in our thoughts. They're in our prayers.
Thank you so much, Neil. We greatly appreciate the support and helping us get information out to people.
Thank you, sir. I know you got a lot of hard working days ahead of you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Good day.
All righty, folks. That's the mayor of the city of Slidell, Greg Cromer. We will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.